We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And all the people who like God hates fags. No, he doesn't, babe.
No, he doesn't.
You don't know him.
Also, why did he give us this much style?
Why did he give us stunning style and taste?
Now, also, why did he give me this lisp? That's the only thing that he maybe hinted towards God hating the fags. He gave me this lisp.
He puts us down here to test us. That's what they say, isn't it?
Oh. Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam!
Woo! Baltic girls.
It's freezing cold.
Very, very cold.
Shaky shakes.
I popped into North Face. I want to get a North Face jacket. I know they're a bit common and I know the world's mother has them.
You've been wanting one for years.
I've been wanting one for years before they were a major thing this year, haven't I?
You just didn't have the money to buy one.
I just didn't have the money. Still technically don't have the money, but I'm like, you know what, feck it. I bought nothing this year,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I bought no clothes this year, really.
You really haven't.
I actually haven't. So I was like, you know what, feck it, I'll pop in. None in my size, allergic, still frozen.
Jacuzzi. I was so like confused the other day when we were going getting a coffee because I was like, it's actually really cold. Is this the coldest it's ever going to get? And you were like, no, PJ, it gets colder.
Early December. It definitely gets colder. I think it is very cold. It might, like, the thing is, obviously, my skin goes red on a good day. Not to mention when it's -4. I'm going around the place with my rosacea flaring. It's not cute. And as well, like, at Christmas, the fact that the lockdown has ended, I want to go out and I want to be looking cute. I don't want to be looking rosy.
It's kind of cute coming up to Christmas because you look like an elf or something, you know? Do you know what I mean?
Is
like,
that cute?
Like you just got off your shift.
Are you taking
the grotto. No, it's so cute.
It's not, I don't think,
is it?
Because
you have like the elfy ears as well. Yeah, I think you're dozy.
I do think elfy ears are hot. Yeah. So I'm actually not offended by that.
No, stunning.
Is that a fetish?
Hmm.
I don't want to fetishize elves, actually.
Yeah, actually.
No, they're very cute and I don't want to.
Let's keep them pure for Christmas.
Let's keep them pure.
Yeah, but it's freezing cold, girly. So swipe up, climate change, fix it. I'm not able. I don't mind.
You can't see swipe up.
I don't mind when the climate change is making the summers hotter. Because, like, we love a heat wave. But then when it gets to the winter, you're like... It's Baltic, so that's when we need to wake up, girlies.
Yeah.
We need to solve this issue.
Now, I think global warming in general, for record.
Oh, obviously I'm messing.
Yeah,
obviously.
But also, people run with that.
I'm doing it for the laughs. Don't quote me out of context. Don't quote me out of context, girlies. Don't set Greta on me at all.
That will hit the headlines next week. What's Greta been up to this year? She's kind of taken a back seat, is she?
No, I think she's like still snapping.
Is she? Since
yeah, nothing? And I think she's been like, girlies, I know there's a pandemic, but like, the planet is the pandemic.
Oh,
the planet's
okay.
Dying.
I just haven't, now, when would I hear from her anyway, really?
We don't stay in touch with her as much as we should.
Yeah, maybe we should, because she is a bit of a, do you think Greta will come on the pod? She would never know what she won't run about.
No, she would never.
As in, like, she just wouldn't appreciate it. I think we'd be trying to have a laugh with her and we'd be making like environment jokes, and she'd be like, "Oh, it's not funny."
No, yeah, exactly.
Now,
what's our need for the accent?
Yeah, I'd can we. Did I do an accent?
Yeah.
That out. But I don't know where she's from.
But girlies, yeah, it's all fun and games in the summer when there's a heat wave. But like,
how do we feel about gloves?
You can't text with a man.
You can't do anything with gloves.
You can't.
You actually can't.
Do you know what I actually think are quite glam?
Mittens.
Mittens?
Yeah. Mittens are glam, gloves are annoying.
With the mittens that you can pin back and they become fingerless gloves.
Yeah, they're stunning actually.
They are, like, you're fresh out of a Christmas film.
I love pin back mittens.
Pin back mittens, girlies.
You know, one of the worst things about it being this cold is, right, so, contrary to popular belief, we don't have all the latest mod cons inside in the gaff, right? Anytime our electricity is running low, we have to pop to the shop with, like, a top-up stick.
Yeah, it's like this, like, electricity stick yoke that sticks in. My mum has a card, but, like,
we have
a proper stick.
Does she have to go to the shop then
to top
do
it? Off, yeah.
Oh, see, I thought it was a very archaic idea.
No, apparently, like, she loves it because it helps her keep on top of the, like,
that's,
expenses.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But as well, like, the worst is, like, when we're here and it, like, beeps. Like, there's been situations before where you've been, like, cooking, I've been in the shower, and someone be on the internet upstairs and it would just go and we'd be like, oh, what the heck?
And I never get the, like, rationale behind that, like, when she's like, oh, it helps me save. And I'm like, but ma'am, if it runs out, you have no electricity, so you're going to have to top it up anyway.
I think maybe it's in the act of, like, handing over money to get the electricity. So maybe you, like, value it more and don't, like, take the piss a bit.
Yeah, maybe.
But also, like, if you're doing direct debit as well, that's what you're getting, really. Like, you're handing over money for us.
Anyway, it's the most annoying thing ever.
Is this all very fucking boring?
Yeah,
chat?
It is. I'm bored. Like, as we were talking, I was, like, nodding off.
But I just think it makes us seem more down to earth.
Oh, shut up.
That we don't have it all at the fingertips.
Shut up.
I think people see us and they think, oh my God, they've everything done
no,
for them.
No, they don't, babe.
That's the vision that I have of people's visions of us.
No, will you? Delusions of grandeur.
Will you, Philips Hue light bulbs?
Okay.
They're very, like,
I worked hard for them.
You couldn't even be asked to turn off the light, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you have to do
it
on your phone.
It is gorgeous.
I might get them for my room.
Oh,
for the new year.
Christmas present, girly. Get the smart bulbs that you touch your app and you can change all the colours.
That is a nice idea. And can you turn it on outside the house?
Yeah.
Well, why would you want to do that? You never have to,
but yeah, you could if you want.
Well, I suppose if you wanted to scare someone.
And then if you have, like, an Alexa or whatever, you can just be like, Alexa, turn on the lights.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And then they turn on. One positive thing about the pandemic coming into this blistering cold is that the masks keep your face warm.
I was thinking this the other day. I was like, why am I so cold? And it's because I was walking back from the tube station. I had my mask down.
Yeah. The mask is like a scarf for your face.
All the more reason why I'm laughing at the anti-maskers who are still going about being like, oh my God, no, my oxygen levels. You're going around frozen, girls. So actually, delighted.
Also, top tip is that also it's actually a bad habit to get into, so don't do it. But when you're listening to music in the mask, you can lip sync all you want and get away with it.
You love doing that, you were saying.
But then I forget sometimes if I'm like in the park or something and I'm still listening to music, I'll be lip syncing away. But like the mask is down and everyone's looking at me being like, he's crazy.
But also live your life.
Yeah, live your life, I suppose.
I always find myself when I'm doing the washing up and it's worrying because I'm not even lip syncing to a song. What I'm doing is I'm talking to myself, and we have the back window and literally the house behind us can see right into the kitchen. The amount of times that fellow lives there has caught me just speaking to myself and he looks in, and then I have to like glance behind me as if you're like in the living room and I'm chatting to you. I say things, I'm off my rocker.
What should you be saying at the sink?
I don't know, I'd just be having little conversations with myself. Like, I feel like everyone does it, but sometimes I'm just more aware of it.
Girlies, can anyone give me advice on what to do with Kevin now? I'm worried. And girlies, Christmas has come early in this house. Kevin finally got his aerial that plugs into the telly.
Girlies, how are we going so long without watching live TV?
Because no one does that anymore.
But you do. I just love in the mornings having it on in the background.
You love the background noise.
Or just, you know, switching on this morning and just seeing them having a stupid discussion.
It's a pure show that I'd love to host, though.
I'd love to host it. But you know, just like, I don't know, just kind of nothing TV. Because the thing is, you don't want to wake up in the morning
and turn on Netflix.
And
I
turn
suppose.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
And as well, girls, having Tipping Point and The Chase back on my TV. I didn't know how much I missed it till I had it back.
You know, my sister and my mum are addicted to The Chase.
Like, I'm addicted.
Really? Why? It's so boring.
No, it's not.
It's just like, ugh, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of love it. And as well, like, I don't know which one I prefer, Tipping Point or The Chase. Probably The Chase.
I kind of like that one where they're in the red box and they have to play all the games.
The Cube.
The Cube.
With Philip Schofield.
Yeah.
Is that still on?
High stakes, babe.
I do like The Cube as well, but I find it too stressful.
It's the glamour of The Cube for me.
Yeah, and you don't know what you're going to get.
The Chase just seems a bit budget.
It's definitely not, doll. And one thing that I do that's really chaotic, this sounds really weird, right? But if I'm watching, you know, they're trying to... The Chase is trying to catch him at the end and they do the final countdown or whatever.
Yeah.
If I feel like he's going to win or if he's like two questions away from catching them and there's like 20 seconds, I have to turn it off.
Really?
I can't watch it. No, because I can't watch all the despondent faces at the side. I can't do it. Honestly, does TV get any better than The Chase?
Yeah, The Cube.
One thing I will not get over is when I see a contestant enter into The Cube in a pair of jeans. Bootleg as well. I'm going, have you watched the show in your life?
Well, that's like people going to the gym in jeans.
I know, but £20,000 is on the line. Do you know what I mean? Just wear a pair of trackies or like wear something. I suppose you want to be wearing trackies on TV?
Yeah. Like gorgy ones.
Gorgy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you get away with it.
So the theme for this week is unpopular opinions.
Alexa, play Sorry Not Sorry by Demi Lovato. What a bop.
What a bop.
Sorry Not Sorry by Demi Lovato.
I love the way Alexa says Sorry Not Sorry.
Very posh. Give it to us, girly.
A boy queen. Is she bisexual?
I think she's a lesbian.
Go! Feeling like a 10.
The best I ever been.
And I know how bad it must hurt.
Okay, girlies. Like this, ready for the slow clap?
Wait a minute. Are we clapping?
No, we're not clapping. The
girl
is there. Okay, let's all clap. Ready? We're going double time. 6, 7, 8.
I was just going to say this is the closest I'm ever going to get to doing a rap.
Everybody, fuck him, girls.
I'm not sorry. Baby, I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry,
but it got me feeling so good.
You're in the club. I you just love broke it. Up with him. You don't give a shit.
This is actually such a bop.
I'm not sorry,
baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, because the tables have turned. Oh. Alexa, stop. I feel very bad. Clara's doing an acting course upstairs on Zoom.
And we're screaming.
Us, baby, I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
So good.
That is a breakup bop.
It's just so good. It's any bop. When I listen to it, I think of the iconic lip sync on Drag Race. Remember, I showed it to you.
Oh, yeah.
And who was it again? It was Brooklyn Heights and Evie Oddly. Oh, it was unbelievable. It was so good. And I remember I was at work and I was watching on a Saturday. And I just had it on because like work was pure quiet on a Saturday. Do any people in work listen? Am I allowed to watch Drag Race at work? Anyway, I was. Sorry, not sorry. And oh my God, I was screaming. I had to come out and all from behind the reception desk.
I
was
dead.
Like, wow! It was unbelievable.
You watching Drag Race is literally like straight men watching sport.
It is a sport. It's like lip syncs are just, oh, I just love them. I feel like, oh, get me into a pair of heels.
Oh my God, you're going to do it.
See, the thing is, I know this is like controversial. Is it controversial?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, it makes sense for the theme of the ep, so I'm going to say it. But I would only personally do drag if I was to shave my beard.
So is one of your unpopular opinions that drag queens can't have beards?
No, because the thing is, there's some drag queens who I love with beards.
Okay,
like,
just
some
for yourself.
That I love. But on the flip side of that, then, I could never do it because I can never grace the earth in broad daylight as myself without the beard.
I can't even picture you without
Neither
a beard.
Can I. If I look back at pictures of me without the beard, because I wasn't allowed to have the beard on the cruise,
okay,
chaotically, even though who cared?
And you wouldn't leave anybody take pictures, yeah? Kevin wouldn't leave any. He wouldn't get in for crew pictures. Oh. He wouldn't get in for anything. So he was like, I'm not getting a picture of me without my beard.
Literally, like... No, literally, right? The cast would be taking pictures after the shows in the costumes. And I'd be hiding in the corner just because I'd be like, I just couldn't have it surface.
You were telling me about your one teller when she was like, let's get a group picture. And you were like, no. And then she was like, you have to get in the picture. And then you were like, it's not my contract. I have to get in the picture.
Sorry, like, but everyone thought I was a bitch on that cruise.
It was just crippling anxiety.
It was my anxiety of being lost at sea. Do you know what I mean? I was just, oh, the ocean's petrifying and it makes it a crazy shoot. That's what I put it down to.
But we're talking about unpopular opinions because we did something on the Patreon where we were doing a few unpopular opinion bits.
Clickbait.
And we were like, oh my God, we need to do an ep on this.
Yeah, we could definitely do a deep dive and like, because there's... The thing is though, I find it hard to think of them.
Yeah, me too. I thought of one or two today.
Thought of one or two today just because I had like the passion. I was like, oh, and I'm like, is it even unpopular or is this like, because... I think that's the thing with a lot of unpopular opinions, is it actually like general consensus?
Sometimes people are like, oh. You know what I mean? Sometimes people are like, oh.
Sometimes people are like, agree. Oh, yeah, I know, yeah, that's true.
It's divisive.
But anyway, it all sparked off when PJ brought up what I initially thought was a very unpopular opinion, which was,
you said that. They all agreed to me. So basically, I just said, some babies are just ugly. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I just, as well, when you say it, there's so much mal intent in your
there's
eyes.
There's not. I'm saying it just very like, I'm going for the laughs.
No, but the thing is...
No, but I'm speaking the truth because as well, we put it out as a teaser on our socials and the amount of ugly baby pics we got in the DMs, girlies.
And as well, it wasn't people going, oh my God, no, I was such an ugly baby, look at this. It was people sending pics of ugly babies, like friends' ugly babies and stuff, and I was like, oh my God, should you be doing that? Because if you're sending that to us, God knows what's going down in the group chat.
But you know what I loved was that you were like, PJ, you're going to be the only one who thinks this. And I put up a poll on our Instagram, and like 89% of the poll was like, babies are just ugly.
89% of people are evil.
My friend Lizzie was like, I don't know if she wants me to air this out, she was like, even worse than you, she thinks all babies are ugly.
Really? Yeah. But also, right, I think we need to get some clarification as well on this, because people are like, oh, and they're pure squished and stuff. So some babies actually do come out squished.
Okay.
That sounds so stupid. No, but like their skull is actually soft, like tissue, like, so like for them to be able to be delivered.
We know, babe.
So they have some of them be going around with like, and they'd be kind of like looking like
ugly.
Yeah, but they're not ugly babies, darling. You can't... Anyway.
But they don't stay ugly.
But you know what? At least they're not ugly inside. You know what I mean?
Then they get cute, though.
What?
When they're toddlers and shit.
But do you think that all toddlers are cute?
Yeah.
No, see, now you're just saying it now because you're afraid of what you've said.
I'm not.
You're afraid of what you've said.
I'm going to get on a t-shirt. Some babies are just ugly. March dropping 2021.
But that's actually an iconic tee.
That's going to sell like hotcakes. It's going to be on a pink tee and it's going to be bedazzled.
But is there going to be a picture of an ugly baby on it?
On the back.
What, like a cartoon baby or what?
No, I'm going to take one of the ones from the DMs.
You can't.
And cut it out.
You can't do that.
Babe, if you submit the pic, it's mine now.
Actually, it is.
I own the rights.
But no, you don't, because the people who were sending them in the first place shouldn't be sending pics of other people's... Ugly and I'm not calling them ugly babies, actually. Just babies. See, I'm nearly falling into your trap.
Anyway, so that's what kicked it all off. We were like, we need to do an ep. So, Kevin, give us one of yours. I gave one of mine.
Babies are... Sorry, just on the babies as well. I just think there's something very special about a baby. Actually, is it because I'm watching too much Handmaid's Tale? And they glorify the babies because all the birth rates have dropped.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm watching... No. No, I've always thought babies are beautiful.
When my merch is flying off the shelf, babe, you want in. Just remember that. Remember that.
Well, just remember that everything's 50-50 that comes out of this pod. So who's laughing now? Anyway, right. Okay, so let me bring up my notes for my unpopular opinions. These were new. Because the thing is, actually, you know what? Like, I think I'm just a very agreeable person, which is kind of awful.
No, I think you have unpopular opinions, but you need to just not be afraid to say them.
Okay, maybe that's it. Right. Okay.
But also, you're very easygoing as well.
Okay. Well, none of these are even like, they're not going to cause a stir or they're not going
to
cause...
I want you to come with the ramen controversy. You know what I mean? I want another one of those before you nearly get cancelled.
Naps are overrated. Ooh. No, okay, but hear me out on this one, right? People be going on about naps and they'd be like, oh, can't wait to have a nap.
You just wake up more sleepy.
I've never once woken up feeling better after
no,
a nap.
No, me either.
And as well, because when I start work at 5:30 if I'm on the early shift, right? And I come home at 2:30 and people are like, oh, do you nap then? I'm like, no, because I won't go to bed that night and I won't be able to sleep.
I never nap. And when people say I'm going to go for a nap, I'm like, you're crazy.
Crazy people nap. That's my unpopular opinion.
Jose loves napping.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like... But, like, are you not just, like... You're just sleeping the day away.
Yeah, do you know? I remember I used to go to my nan's at the weekend and she'd be pure napping. And I'd be like, nan's.
You, no, wake up, nan. Nan, get up, lazy bitch.
Right, so that's one. Also, I said...
That's a good one, I agree with that.
Do you agree with the nap
one? Yeah,
ones?
Very okay. much so.
But also, it's not, like, controversial.
But also, they say you're meant to have a nap with keys in your hand, and then when they fall out and smack off the floor, you're meant to wake up, and that's your nap.
But that's not... But has the nap happened yet?
No, but that's the thing. You're meant to just doze off, and then when the keys drop, you wake up, and then you go.
Yeah, and people are saying, like, oh, 18 minutes is, like, optimum nap time, or 11 or something, but, like, what? No.
If I go for a nap, I'm sleeping for 3 hours.
Yeah, you're going to sleep for a long time. Right, okay, so the next one I had, and I actually tweeted something about this earlier in the year. For those of you who are following me on Twitter, I know I'm after gaining a significant amount of followers since the viral tweet I had last week. But previously I stated that 2021 is going to be the resurgence of the bidet, the household bidet. And my unpopular opinion is bidets are better than toilet roll.
That's not unpopular.
That is unpopular. Who, the fact that nobody has a bidet in their house anymore is testament to the fact that it's unpopular.
No, it's because they're expensive to install a bidet.
No, because every house used to have them, they got raised. Because people were like, oh, toilet paper is better. It's not.
No, bidets are better.
Bidets are better. Just because you agree with me doesn't mean the world does.
That's deep.
But I remember my aunt in Middleton had a bidet and I used to just... At the time, I didn't appreciate it fully. I just saw it as like a sink for small people.
Jordan's gaff had a bidet. And
really?
I used to be weak for myself. Yeah, I was like, I'm not supposed to be using this, but I definitely am.
Bidet's up the north side, but you just used it to piss in it, did you?
No.
Washing your bum in it?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about... No, I suppose, yeah, wash your bum.
You're not meant
people's.
To pee in a bidet, babe.
I know, but I'm like, what were you doing in Jordan's bidet?
Cleaning my asshole. That's what they're for.
I know, but when I was young, because you know the bidets are like lower than a toilet.
Oh yeah, well, so a lot of people used to think they were mini sinks, which
that's
I think
what
hilarious.
I thought they were.
I used to think they were mini sinks as well.
And I wish I could just go back and appreciate them for what they actually were. You know what I mean? Which is
yeah,
like
a gay man's douche.
You know what? Especially
a gay man's best friend.
Especially for gay men, bidets they just need to be a thing. And as well, I think it's even chaotic the fact that I'm making reference to him, but. Ollie Murs, this is very random.
What?
One stated before, I think I was watching an episode of All Star Mrs. and Mrs. But he stated before, I think he has to shower every time he takes a shit because he said, and I agree with this, like imagine if you got a bit of shit on your arm, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't just wipe it off with a bit of toilet roll. You'd wash it. Do you know what I mean?
You've been on this vendetta. Is that why you turn on the shower every time you go to the bathroom?
I have to get the shower
You're
out.
Delighted.
But that's another one.
One of my unpopular opinions, girlies. Charcuterie boards are shit.
Agreed.
They're just warm meat on the table.
But I've never once ordered a charcuterie board.
But like, I would just lob loads of warm meat on the table and loads of cheese that's pure, like going like wet because it's been left out. And people are like, oh, yum, charcuterie boards. And you get all the influencer girlies being like, oh my God, I love this feasting table. And it's just like loads of fucking pepperoni. Oh, it's disgusting.
It actually is just pepperoni.
It's akin to a cold salad buffet.
It's very similar. I would say it's definitely within the same family.
Same realm.
And as well, one I'd like to say, it's probably quite wasteful, right?
Yeah.
And also...
Smelly.
Exactly. Very smelly. I know the idea of it because it's very French.
Illusions of grandeur.
Sounds kind of stunning.
Yeah.
But even I remember the restaurant I used to work in, people would order a charcuterie board and they'd end up leaving half of it behind.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in agreement with the charcuterie boards and the cheese plates.
Yeah.
Anything else?
This one is a bit... Well, we're not going to agree on this. I think RuPaul's Drag Race is overrated.
No, you don't watch it.
I do watch it. I just can't stay watching it because it's the same every series.
No.
It's the same.
Yeah, you know, I'm delighted you have this.
Every series is the same.
I'm delighted you have this opinion. Now, I do think sometimes there's not long enough of a gap in between series and I'm kind of like,
as in like, as a concept for a show, I think it's very entertaining. The queens are so talented. I love all that. And I do get into the lip syncs when they're good. But like, it's just the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, but like, it's because it's like a formula that works. Same way like America's Next Top Model ran for like 20 series. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'll ever... The thing is, I always like say to myself, oh, especially when they release them in quick succession, like a new season, I'm like, oh, but like this year I was literally watching like season 12. I went into All Stars, started watching Drag Race Canada, and then I just finished Drag Race Holland. If you haven't watched Drag Race Holland, actually be good.
And like, obviously, girlies, I'm not trying to be this like mass gay who's like, oh, I don't
yeah,
like Drag
I know.
Race.
Well, obviously not.
But like, I'd watch it if you were watching it on the telly, like, and stuff. I just don't know. I just always think like, I'm like, all right, girlies, calm down. You're talking about it like my dad used to talk about fucking soccer and rugby.
Really?
Yeah.
One thing I feel like could be a potential deal breaker for me would be with a fella, would be if they weren't into it. I just love the idea of being hungover and watching it with him.
But you know what is one of my pet peeves? Is that some gay people think liking Drag Race is a personality.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, obviously.
And like then they'd be trying to be like, they'd be like, oh, hi, and then they'd be like, oh my God, did you see Jinx Monsoon? And I'm like, no.
But the thing is, I'd love to get a like a famous drag queen on the pod.
Me too. I didn't say they're a crock of shit. I just said I didn't like the show that much.
Well, you know what? Actually, the show does have its flaws, right? Also, RuPaul himself is très chaotic.
And as well, like, drag performances, I support my local drag queen girlies.
Okay,
don't get me
I'm
wrong.
Actually gonna stand by your opinion.
Yeah.
Because, and also, I suppose, like,
I love drag as an art form.
You love the art form, you're just not a fan
of
the
show. And
you
know, Vicky S in Dublin, love her.
We love Vicky S.
We love going to see Vicky
S. We love Nettles and Cork.
Nettles, girl. Oh my God, drag as an art form, I'm here for.
Yeah.
It's just, I just don't really like the show that much.
Fair. Okay, actually, you know what? You're right, support your local drag queen. Like, RuPaul's Drag Race doesn't make drag.
Exactly.
Now, one way you know someone is a heterosexual is if they refer to Drag Race as RuPaul.
Yeah.
My mum will always be like, have you been watching RuPaul again? And I'll be like, I just think it's very funny. My last unpopular opinion is, and this is very random.
Okay.
12 is too young to pick a confirmation name. It's too young. And as well, I wasn't comfortable enough in myself to pick a glamorous name.
Oh, I wish I could go. No, I don't actually.
Actually, I do kind of like mine. What's yours?
I picked Stephen for my brother who passed away.
Oh, okay.
So I can't really regret that because I sound like an absolute dickhead.
Yeah, you were going to initially.
No, I was just like, would I do a double barrel? Like,
would I do a double barrel?
Do you know what I mean? Like Stephen something.
I picked Finbar because he's the page of St. Cork. But that sounds very like
you're
up the
licking
rad,
the mayor's
it?
Hole. Do you know what I mean? You trying to get brownie points?
No, I just love the idea because like, I don't know. I just like the idea of Finbar.
Really?
And like St. Finbar's Cathedral in Cork is kind of stunning, is it?
But Finbar's your uncle's name.
Who?
Barry.
Oh, is that short for Finbar?
I think so.
Who decided that?
That's
also, don't tell me what my uncle's name is.
Well, you obviously didn't know.
It's Barry!
But his real name is Finbar.
Stop saying that!
It is me!
What's your real name?
Patrick Jeremiah.
No, that's a bad example. Stop telling me what my uncle's name is.
Okay.
That's so weird. Why would you say that? It's Barry. Someone can just be called Barry.
No, they can't.
Are you being real?
Check. I bet his real name's Finbar.
Well, if it is, I'm going to be so annoyed.
No, I hope so, because I'm going to like really stupid otherwise.
I don't know what I'm doing to check.
Google.
Researching the phone directory.
Google it.
Get out the yellow pages, quick.
Get on to the fella.
No, they can... I can ask him in my own time.
And Phil's real name's Philip.
Yeah, well, we know that.
So how come you don't know... Like, Elaine's husband, Barry, his name's Finbar Murphy. Can I say that? GDPR.
But, like... People can pick the name Barry for their child.
I don't think they can. Though.
Like, Barry's tea isn't Finbarry's tea. Do you know what I mean? Or Finbar's tea. Do you know what I mean?
I think it is.
The names can exist separate and independent of each other.
But isn't Barry's tea the surname? Like, Barry's.
Oh, fuck
the family.
It.
I love that you're realising your uncle's name is Finbar.
I'm not realising it. And that has nothing to do with it. I'm not realising because it's not true. Also, I don't even care ultimately it's his name.
Why are you sweating?
No, because the way you said it, you were so indignant. You were going, your uncle's name is Finbar. And I'm going,
I just thought
you've met him twice.
I just thought you picked your confirmation name after your uncle and I thought it was sweet.
Oh. Oh, well, this just turned out to be really unpopular, didn't it? Anyway.
Anyway. So, girlies, we weren't just going to sit here for the whole ep and tell you our unpopular opinions. We needed to get yours.
And as well, I feel like I was clutching at straws. Do you know what I mean?
I just wanted to give people the freedom to be a bit chaotic.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Oh, no, it is.
Yes.
Well, actually, we're both wrong because it's William Finbar. Do I need to be telling all this information about my uncle?
Yeah, but like... his middle name's Finbar, so that's why they call him Barry.
Yeah, my mum, for those of you who can't see what just happened, my mum just replied, I just missed her and said, his Uncle Barry's real name Finbar.
You don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore.
You know what? The world's a lie.
You don't know what's up and what's down.
Right, moving on to other people's unpopular opinions.
Oh yeah, go on, so.
Now, there's 300 responses to the survey, which...
to the survey. Well, not the census at all, babe. You want to count
it's a
down?
Survey form. You think you know everything today? It's not a survey. What are you on about? It is. It's a... fucking hell, it's a vox pop. We always fight over vox pops.
We always fight over vox pops. Anyway, go on, give us a few.
You give us some.
You have it all.
You're telling me what to do all day.
You need to calm down. Girls. Just because I knew your uncle's name, stop getting rats.
Okay. Oh, this one just that I spotted, and it really jumped out at me. Lockdown was healing.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, I love that. I love that there's a different take and that somebody loved it.
I do love that for her, or him.
Now, I found the second one grand.
I didn't mind the second one as much. I struggled with the fitness in the second one because of the cold.
I struggled with the first one because we didn't know when it was going to end.
Yeah.
That was the only thing. But come here, we're saying this as if it's new news. Any time someone's coming into the gym nowadays and they're going, oh, how'd you get on? Like, how was locked? And they're going, yeah, much better than the first one, because you didn't know it was going to end.
Grand, like.
Well, oh my God. But anyway. Pitbull, the rapper, is sexy.
Ew.
I kind of agree.
No, disagree.
Mr. Worldwide. No, he ruins songs, but is he sexy?
No, and I feel like he'd be pure weird in the bedroom.
I know, but kind of good weird.
Oh, you think so? No, I think he'd pure be like weird weird. Like he'd like want you to put on a nappy and like crawl around. You know, that kind of weird.
No.
He'd want you to swaddle him.
No. Pitbull could walk past me on the street. I wouldn't know who he is.
He just looks like someone's dad.
But I'm kind of into that and I'm kind of into bald.
Oh, really?
You know I kind of am.
You were kind of are, actually.
Why am I into... You know the fella who does the cowboy builders?
No.
Anyway, girlies, if you know him, I'm kind of into him too.
If you know, you know.
He kind of looks like a British pitbull.
Okay.
Also, that Saturday song, what was it? Oh, why are we away? That one.
So long.
He ruined it. Pitbull ruined that song.
Some of these are chaos.
Well, call him out, Donald.
This one I agree with. The middle of the day is the best time for sex.
Okay.
It is. I don't want to have sex at night time. I'm too tired.
Yeah, well, I think I voiced that before, that like...
it's the best time.
You're just tired at night, so like, why would you want to be doing stuff?
You wouldn't go at night time. You wouldn't go, I would love to go to the gym there now before I go to sleep.
Okay, Mr. Workout.
But you know what I mean?
She's working up a sweat, honey.
No, but like, it is a cardio workout.
Oh my God, doll, give me a glass of water.
Jesus.
One here that has me lopsided is, I've a vendetta against Warwick Davis, the guy who plays the dwarf in Harry Potter.
Who's that?
You know he plays the elf on Harry Potter.
Dobby?
No, sorry, he's not an elf. He's not in the bank. He's a teacher. He also holds the panel show. You know, Warwick Davis.
Babe, I don't know any names.
This is just so specific.
Never mind,
I love
the dwarf from Harry Potter.
I just love how we ask people for their unpopular opinions, and the first thing that came to this person's head was, I've offended it against Warwick Davis.
I'm dead.
The dwarf from Harry Potter. Anyway, normalise men of all sexualities wearing concealer. I mean, if you have a blemish you don't like, why wouldn't you cover it with skin colour liquid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that actually, I do agree wholeheartedly with that.
Like, as in, so if you're straight, like, you should be able to wear concealer. Yeah.
Completely.
Why do, like, women get to go around looking, like, flawless, and men, like, if they have a pimple, have to just be like, fuck, I have to show everyone my pimple now.
You know what I mean? Or at least have the option, you know what I mean? Now, one thing I'm not in agreement with, because there is, like, a makeup brand for men that's been released, but they've called it war paint.
No, no.
I want to get sick. It's makeup, doll.
It's makeup, honey.
It's makeup and wear it well.
Wear it well, babe.
You know what I mean? So, like, I am definitely for it. And I wear concealer because... I have like that green concealer that reduces redness. Love the green stick. And I adore, there's nothing more I like than waking up, having my shower, and doing my moisturising concealer bits. Honestly, self-care.
I would wear concealer, but...
You don't have any? You've great skin.
Oh, thanks.
No, you do.
No, but I'm saying this. I don't like things on my face.
See, my moisturiser and concealer is actually very light.
Okay.
And I only put the concealer... For some reason, I guess... reddest around my eyebrows.
Yeah, you do get reddy eyebrows sometimes.
So everyone thinks I've just had them done and I'm like, no, I didn't. It's just rosacea. But anyway.
Normalise wearing makeup for men, girlies.
Normalise it. PSA, normalise wearing makeup for men.
I really want to get into, I'd love to do better smoky eyes.
I know.
We need to practice.
But as well, the thing is, like, I don't think, even regardless of how comfortable I am with myself, I would probably never be doing full faces because I'd just be... Only for special events because I'd be too long at it.
Yeah.
I'm already an hour getting ready.
I wouldn't mind doing an eye though.
I'm not an hour getting ready as well, by the way. I'm an hour, I mean like, that's kind of my general morning. Like waking up, like getting out of bed, getting in the shower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I allow myself an hour. Mm. I could probably nail it down to like 20 minutes.
Okay, babe.
I don't know. I just don't want people thinking I'm high maintenance.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And if you are, who cares?
He's very rough and ready, girls.
This person's written in and said, I love spoilers for TV shows.
And did she love doing the spoilers or what?
No, I think, well, that's hilariously chaotic if she loves giving the spoilers. But I feel like she actually likes to know what happens before she watches it.
Okay.
I kind of get that because, like, I don't like the unexpected.
But you know what I hate?
What?
Is if I'm... introduced a show to my friend and we're re-watching it.
Yeah.
And they're watching it for the first time and I'm just sitting there looking at them being like, you enjoying it? You know what I mean? I can't
That's
relax
the worst.
And enjoy. Or if like we're watching a film, I'm like, this film's going to be unreal.
Yeah.
And then we're watching it and I'm like looking over at you to see if you're laughing.
Yeah. It's the equivalent to taking control of the aux lead at the party, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you're trying to suss out the room based on the music you're playing.
I hate when people don't understand the vision for my aux.
Yeah.
I'm taking you on a journey, babe.
It's a journey.
I'm starting you off at Ariana's first album. I'm taking you to where she got to today. I'm taking you through her growing
but
into
you can't,
a woman.
You can't just take control of the aux and play Ariana for the whole night.
Who said?
No, but it's a party.
But there's not a rule.
Okay. Okay, do it wrong.
Oh my god, attacked. The word chaotic is overused.
Who's that? Block, delete. We need to start making these anonymous.
Yeah.
If you're so confident that it's overused, why don't you just slide into our DMs and tell us face to face?
That would be really chaotic.
That'd be really chaotic. Do we... Now, actually, the more I think about it...
We say it too much.
We say it too much.
And I think the other words, we need to stop saying girlies.
We don't need to stop saying it.
But you're addicted to saying it.
What do you mean I'm addicted?
Sometimes I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to go, hey, girls. And then you go, ease.
Yeah, because I'm one of like... I like consistency. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we're not consistent on the podcast. We started calling everyone mammies. And that died after
That's
the first
what I mean. So now we have to be consistent with what we choose going forward. Now, one thing that I do need to stop and that I've become very self-conscious of since our friend Craig pulled me on it is, you know the way I say, you know the way I call people Don?
I love Don, though.
I love it. But then when he said it, because I was saying to him, I was like, okay, see you soon, Don. And he was like, Don? He was like, very New York, is it?
Very glamour.
I know, but since he said it, and then I realised I actually, like, I either say love or doll.
I love when you go doll, because you change your persona when you say doll.
Okay.
You're wearing, like, a 1950s, like, flapper girl outfit when you say doll.
You're obsessed. Also, flapper dresses are 30s, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know. But you know what I'm on about, though.
Yeah, I know what John is.
Roxy Hart vibe.
Yeah, Roxy. Well, since you said Roxy Hart, I know exactly what you mean. But that's what I think. But is it a bit too like that?
Yeah, no, but that's why I love it. I feel like we're going into a murder mystery every time you call me doll. There's been a murder, doll.
It was Kevin with the wrench in the library.
Oh, so I have this thing against exclamation points. They should never be used in any context. There's nothing you could say to me that warrants one of them. If you can't express what you want through words alone and need an exclamation point, you are a child. Sorry, not sorry, kiss.
I use them sparingly.
You hate them. I thought that was you submitting them.
No, it wasn't.
Every
I
time
agree
I do
with that
something
person.
Or write a caption, I'm like, can you read that caption? You're like, yeah, just take off the exclamation points.
Yeah, just because, like, it's meant for, like...
When you're excited.
No, that's like what you're taught in school.
Yeah, which is usually proper English, right?
No, but like...
They don't mislead you in school.
Like, thing is, it's not wrong using it. I just think it's cringe of the earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very like, oh... You know what I mean? Like, what are you excited about, Dal? I need to stop saying Dal. Do you know what I mean? And I need to stop saying that.
I kind of like exclamation points. I don't agree. I don't agree.
Really? I'm glad, actually, it's good that we're not agreeing to some of
these. We need some excitement in our lives, girlies. And if sorry now, you can fuck off with your full stops. That's boring as fuck.
No, I love a dramatic full stop.
No, it's boring. Exclamation points. Exciting.
No.
It's like, we had a great night tonight. Full stop. We had a great night tonight. Exclamation points.
Yours sounded like a question.
We had a great night tonight. That's the exclamation point.
Right, someone said here, toast is better buttered on both sides. Well, yeah.
No.
Obviously, but also...
Messy,
and also, Dal, sats fats. Well, fair enough if it's plant-based or whatever.
I couldn't butter toast on two sides. I'd be staying in the couch.
Did you see the clip of Nigella, what she does with the... No, it's iconic. She butters it twice, and then she pours the salt over like we do. Did we get that from Nigella, or did she get it from us?
We got it because we robbed a ramekin from work and we had a thing to put sea salt in.
Girlies, mulled and sea salt, not a sponsored post. If you don't have mulled and sea salt in the gaff, you're not living, girls. Treat yourself and buy some mulled and sea salt.
And get a ramekin from a local restaurant.
Girlies, it was sterling.
Hush, hush, girlies, say nothing to nobody. Old people should not be allowed to drive.
That's awful. No, why not?
Well, their sight is going.
You can't decide that for people.
That's ageist, actually.
Is it kind of ageist?
It is.
Yeah.
But my mum shouldn't be driving, period. And I know you're listening,
that's
man.
On period.
I know you're listening, man, but you know yourself. She got the cowboy license. Girlies, do you remember the cowboy licenses? It's so random, only in Ireland, there was just a backlog of people applying to get their driver's license in Ireland, so they just goes, let's just give them all away.
Is that actually what happened?
You didn't have to do a test or anything, you just went down and you got your full license, collected, cowboy license, yeehaw.
And your mum still has that one? Was there not like an attempt to reinvoke them?
No, you can get it renewed, she doesn't know how to car.
But your mum doesn't like driving, so she avoids the car anyway, right?
But she has to drive, like, so she'd be driving all over the gaff.
She'd be telling everyone this.
When we get back to our gaff and she has to park, I have to get out of the car and go in, because I can't be in the car without just trying
really?
To
park.
No.
Oh, God bless her, though. Nula, I think, drive away, girl, if you're into it.
I'm getting our lessons for Christmas.
Really?
No, I'm not. I'm getting lessons for myself. Do you think old people should be able to drive?
Well, I can't even fucking drive, so I think, and I'm too scared to, so if an old person has...
Who's going to drive me around?
Yeah, if they want to be my chauffeur, well and good. Now, I don't know if this was inspired by last week's revelation that I went viral, but someone has said, Peppa Pig is not a good show for children. Please stop fat-shaming Daddy Pig.
Oh, that's true though. Don't they always be giving Daddy Pig a bad time?
But can you fat-shame a pig?
Yeah, babe.
I don't think you can. I think if anything... Like, pigs are prized for being fat.
Oh,
you know
like
what I mean?
No, but it means he's going to die.
Who is?
Daddy, if he gets really fat, they're going to kill him at the fair.
Oh.
I'm reading into it a bit too much.
Yeah,
I think
actually the person was just having a laugh, actually. I don't think... Does the show fat shame... I don't watch Peppa Pig.
I think... Well, Peppa Pig's a sassy bitch. I don't think kids should be watching it because she's rude. And no one talks about how Peppa Pig's a rude bitch. See, the way one day her friend learned how to whistle and she hung up the phone.
Yeah, that's my favourite. I mean, I don't watch much Peppa Pig, but that's my favourite Peppa Pig clip of all time.
But that's teaching jealousy. That's teaching jealousy in kids.
It's
so
the
funniest
clip.
I agree with you, girl. I agree with your opinion. Also, stop fat shaming Daddy Pig. Let him have his food.
Montanari isn't posh.
It's not really.
But I don't think people think it's posh. No. Montanari Hotel is the height of glamour, though.
Yeah, and we would love some free vouchers for Christmas.
Girlies, will you put us up for
would
a night?
Not, I'm after seeing you on the podcast about a million times today.
Actually.
So up there, give me a room.
I want a room.
Back in there.
I want a room.
Invite me back, girlies.
Girlies, we'd love, you know what, even a dinner, because you know they have the veranda that overlooks the city.
Yeah.
Are we giving them too much time?
We're giving them too much time.
Girlies,
give us a voucher.
Do you know how much people would pay for this prime time on the podcast? Like, give us a voucher.
But it's not that posh.
No, Montanari in itself. I don't think it. Like, my mum only grew up around the corner, Dylan's Cross. It's all the one.
Mm.
Really? No,
yeah.
She'd never say I'm from Montanari.
After eights are the most horrendous things you put in your mouth. I love an after eight.
It's weird, right? So I don't like after eights. I actually don't like them. I love after eight flavoured goods.
What do you mean?
Like, I remember when I used to go, I can't believe I'm saying the word salut again. I can't physically believe.
That's your last one. Sorry. I'm banning you. I'm officially banning you from saying salut on the podcast.
But I used to go
down. They don't pay us, babe.
I used to go down to Molly Malone's and I used to get my after eight ice cream. I think I did it like, if I was on holidays for 2 weeks, I did it 10 out of the 14 nights.
What?
I used to love my after eight ice cream. So I love that dark mint flavour in something, but you're right, I actually don't like the chocolate bit itself.
No, I love after eights.
Do you?
But it's a love-hate relationship because I hate the jokes people make about eating after eights before 8 o'clock. That ruins the snack for me.
Does it happen that often?
Yeah, every time you have an after eight and someone goes, oh, it's not after eight, but we'll have one anyway, will we? And you're like, hilarious.
Does that happen?
It gives me a bitter taste in my mouth.
Someone said here, being gay, caps lock, is a personality, and I 100%
agree. 100%
agree. Girl. Sorry, it's a full-time gig.
It is.
Like, I remember I used to think before I came out, oh, like, when I do come out and my neighbour knows I'm gay, like, I'm not going to let it define me.
I'm not
going
to change.
You know what I mean? I'm just going to be me. No, I've embraced the gay. And I've been consumed by gayness.
It's the culture, girlies.
Get into it.
Queer culture, girlies.
Socks and sliders are the best thing since sliced bread.
You love your socks and sliders.
I love it. And also, if I see fellas going out in socks and sliders, I don't know why, but I just think it's hot.
It is hot.
Usually because they're accompanied by the grey fat pants. But even if they're not, I think it's hot.
And they don't care.
Now, I did see a fella collecting his child the other day in socks and sliders. And I was kind of going, or maybe put on a shoe.
Why?
Because it's winter as well. And actually, I ran to the shops in my socks and sliders.
V-cold.
And it's V-cold. And
you know him getting sick when he has to mind the child.
That's exactly what I was getting at. No, just in general, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, if my dad, like, was rocking up, not being ageist again or whatever, but is it a bit like mutton dressed as lamb?
Oh, really?
Going, like, the older men going around in the socks and sliders. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I suppose they kind of originated on Hollands with the sandals and the socks.
They're the OG.
They're the OG, I think.
Okay, so average people who post their whole lives on social media showing their perfect kids, house, partner, etc. are bored and miserable.
I'd probably
agree.
Concur.
Well, it depends. In 2020, right?
Yeah.
You can tell from someone's profile on social media whether they're genuine or not, right?
Yeah.
So someone like Kyla, right?
Yeah.
Who we stan.
Yeah.
Kyla Cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Over having a scream.
Yeah.
She lays it all. She tells the truth. She does what she wants. Yeah. Ups and the downs.
She gives you the good and the bad.
She gives you the good and the bad, right?
Yeah.
Then you have
she's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Protects her at all costs.
Protects her at all costs. And then you have like some of these bloggers in Ireland and the UK where you're like, you can't be having a scream of a time every day.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not all getting gifted.
Yeah,
fucking
I know.
And having a laugh.
But also, like, at the same time, like, I do agree with that, right? But also, I suppose at the same time, people don't want to be putting up when they're miserable online in general, I suppose. You know what I mean? I suppose it is good for transparency. Maybe they should talk about it, like, a bit more and be like, guys, you do know that, like, this version of my life is kind of false. You know what I mean? It's not accurate.
Unpopular opinion within the unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Some people then, though,
yeah,
do this, like, performative vulnerability, which I think is so fucking annoying. Where they're like, I'm having a really down day today. And I'm like, no, you're not. You've planned this down day. It's in your content calendar, babe.
Yeah.
Me, and then be like, I'm just taking a mental health day. And I'm like, okay, babe, but, like, I'm not really... I'm not five in it.
Myself anyway, I don't really follow like those
me
type
either.
Of people anyway. And
yeah.
I as well, I'm just kind of, especially this year, the most of the accounts that I'm following are the people that are just funny people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like my friends and stuff.
Or genuine, like you can just tell that they're
genuine.
You
just know. Whereas if I think people are being a bit wanky anyway, I'm like, nah.
Another good blogger, Tiffany Dupree.
We love.
We stand Tiff.
Sorry, but like as far as Cork influencers go, like top tier.
We love her.
Tiffany Dupree and Kyla Cobbler. Oh my god.
But we have to check ourselves like though.
I want to be Tiffany Dupree.
In my motor rock stress.
I want to be Tiffany Dupree. She was the girl that all the girls wanted to be, and all the gays wanted to be friends with growing up.
But even like as the podcast grew, we had to check ourselves because we'd be coming on and like even if we were having like a shit time that week. Like on the... What are you laughing for?
I was just thinking Tiffany Dupree. Go on anyway.
But we'd like come on and there was one or two episodes where we were trying to like fake positivity and then we had to be like, no, let's just tell people we're having a shit time.
Yeah.
And then like, and ever since we've done that, I feel way less fake, and then I feel like, okay, we can actually talk about when we're not getting on, if we're having a down week. We're human, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god, completely. I way prefer people being real as opposed to like, oh, you know what I mean? It's just like, ugh.
Alexa, play Point of View by Ariana Grande. It's okay to break through to the second layer of the biscuit tin.
Agreed. I'd never be the one to do it though.
My dad used to kill me.
Really?
Because I'd always go down for the jam and creams.
I used to go down in, you know, the Cadbury's. This isn't biscuits, this is the Christmas chocolates. You know, the milk tray.
Yeah.
I love the Turkish Delight.
What?
Yeah, unpopular opinion, Turkish Delight is divine.
I'm the caramel girl. I always love her caramel.
I love the Turkish Delight and honeycomb. Oh my god.
I don't do any of it anymore, obviously I don't have the dairy, but...
Someone said here, sexuality is a spectrum and no one is 100% one way or the other.
Yes.
Agreed, right? But also, like, you know, the gay lads who are mad for a straight fella to be gay?
Yeah.
Like,
leave them off.
Who cares, leave them off.
But everyone, I do think everyone's a bit queer.
I do think everyone's a bit queer.
Yeah.
And some people just embrace it better than others.
And I would just love if everyone was just like, it was a normal thing. Yeah. Like, if a lad was just straight all his life and then just randomly kissed a fella on a night out, it should be grand.
And remember, sure, the time of the Romans. I feel like all the Romans were riding. Is
what?
That? Am I getting that from...
I don't know what books you were reading.
At the time of the Romans, they were all riding all around.
Really?
Yeah. Orgies, they were all having loads of bits.
Aphrodite working overtime.
They were, though, honestly, and oh... Imagine all the gladiators having a laugh. That's unreal. No, that's the gladiator sequel I want to see.
Contestants ready, gladiators ready.
Okay, the worst thing that can happen at pre-drinks or afters is someone whipping out a guitar. Sorry, but I got shivers.
But you
read
know,
that.
It's funny because the only reason they went out that night is for that moment.
Yeah, completely.
And you could tell, like, they're always like, don't make me sing. Don't make me play the guitar.
Don't make me play the guitar.
Like, okay, yeah, no bother. I'm just going to plug in the music.
They're like, oh,
I'll do the guitar.
And then they whip out a pick out of their hair and they're
then
like,
they play
Wonderwall. And there's no need for it. Stop playing Wonderwalls at afters.
Don't do it to us.
I haven't been at like afters in ages where someone's whipped out a guitar.
It's because they're all gay.
And also, yeah.
And we haven't been at an afters all year.
Yeah, and also, do gay lads play the guitar? They actually don't.
Would that be sexy though?
Yeah, kinda.
I don't think it would.
No, I'm kinda. I think it'd be sexy if you played the harp or something. Big,
or
huge
drums.
Thing. Drums is fucking hot, but also like big, huge instrument like the cello.
Or the oboe.
All of them are actually really hot. I think musical talent.
Any of the brass.
Like, is.
Any
of
the
wind
brass.
Instruments. They're all kind of hot, aren't they?
They're all hot, yeah.
And just when they're pure, like, passionate about it.
I want the one. What's the one that makes it like. Boom, boom, boom.
The big plucked, boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
Is that
cello?
The huge violin.
Yeah.
The human-sized violin. What's that called?
Cello.
Cello.
I think it's a cello, right?
It's a cello if you play the cello, girlies.
Is there anything else? I think we've kind of gone through them all, really.
Yeah.
I can't stand HD brows. They look like two slugs in the forehead. I don't know, sometimes
it depends on the face.
It depends on the face. Sometimes people have a face that like can pull off a HD brow. Also, screaming at Alvin and the Chipmunks was a cinematic genius. Agreed. Also, Alvin and the Chipmunks had some bops in it.
Bops.
What bops were there again? They were just all bops, weren't they?
They were all bops and they were all squeaky.
What? Kevin's lisp is fucking hot. Come forth, mystery submitter.
I love, though, that they said that was an unpopular opinion.
Oh, well, don't drag me back down. I was going to finish it with that one, and I was going to finish on a high.
But gorgeous.
Now, gorgeous. And thank you, whoever that is.
I think your lisp is really hot.
Why did my voice teacher at college try and eliminate it?
That was very...
Sorry, but I feel like writing her a letter or screenshotting this and sending it to her and going, take that, bitch. No, I want to say something with an S in it. I do a voice note and go... C, and I do a B, I go
you
C.
Go, C.
C, Jimmy sexy. Thank you actually for that. That's actually, yeah, thank you.
That is Dodie.
That's Dodie. Right. Have you seen half of these? They're hilarious.
What?
Now, we need to stop. Vinegar Strokes Drag Name Makes Me Sick.
I haven't seen these ones.
Where are they?
Made through a few of them there.
Mayonnaise Should Be Extinct.
Well, that's rude because I love it and I'd use it as toothpaste.
Being told you've your hands full when you've more than one child, Fuck off, Nosey, I'm not asking you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, so from unpopular opinions to the only opinions that matter.
To two of the most popular people of our time.
On to Mam Knows Best. Come on, Nuala Kirby.
My question today is there any point in coming out to my friends in school? Is it worth the hassle? Dear listener, firstly, you have taken the first step in admitting it to yourself and maybe your family, and I bet the reaction was very positive. As regards your school friends, it would be helpful to both of you and them. If they are true friends, there should be no hassle, only positivity and on both sides. Don't worry about those who cannot accept, as it is their problem. And I bet you will feel so much freer and fulfilled with inner peace and happiness, and you can live your life and build relationships based on trust and love. Good luck, well done, and happy Christmas.
Aww. That's one of the loveliest ones she's ever sent.
That's so cute, but that's so true, right?
Yeah, completely. Now, we don't know what age this person is, right?
No.
But I think if you're comfortable with yourself and you have a group of friends around you that you really trust, you know what? You could feel all the better for telling them. So,
yeah.
As well, there's no, like, time limit on it, and we can tell you when the time is right. You just need to be able to gauge it yourself.
Yeah, no one's going to be able to tell you when's the right time to come out. You just have to feel it yourself, and you know when your time is...
Yeah.
You know when it's your time to come out, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed.
But good luck with it, girlie.
Good luck, girl. We believe in you. Right, I'm going into my mum's. Oh my God, she just sent me another message. And she just said, Dennis is Dennis Mary. Her brother Dennis is Dennis Mary. My uncle Dennis.
His middle name's Mary.
It's Dennis Mary.
I
love that
it.
Because my nan's Margaret. So it probably comes from that.
Aww. And you're also, finding everything about your family tonight.
I feel like I'm doing like a very quick family tree. Also, yeah, because Barry,
this is the genealogy app.
Because Barry, my granddad then was William.
Oh.
So he's William Finbar. Now, I'm telling way too much about my family, am I? You know what I mean? Like,
someone's going to text you and be like, oh my God, I'm your cousin.
Okay, right, my man. Here she goes.
So, hi everyone. My question this week is, hi girlies, a question for the mams. At what point in your lives did you know that your boys were all grown up? Alexa plays Slipping Through My Fingers from the Mamma Mia soundtrack. So, hiya, that's a good question. And I'm going to try and answer it as honestly as I can anyway. But for me, I'm not sure there was any pivotal moment when I sat down and said, oh, there you go, Kevin, all grown up. It's amazing. No, that certainly didn't happen. And I suppose from his point of view and my point of view, when he moved to England, he probably thought, yeah, here I am all grown up now, going out into the big bad world. He wasn't all grown up at all. He was very much my baby back then. And over the next few years, I'm sure there was a lot of very silly things that he did that I knew about and a lot of things I didn't know about. So is he grown up now? I'm not sure. With age comes wisdom. So I suppose he probably approaches things a bit differently now. He is grown up in the sense that he can sit down and make a mature decision about his life or where it's going. And, you know, we can have a lunch or a meal out and a few jars. And so whereas years and years ago, he'd say, yeah, I know, but I'm going to do what I want anyway. You know, what do you know? He would never say that now. You know, I think he values my opinion and his father's and people around him. So that surely is a sign of maturity. But is he grown up? Are any of my boys grown up? And Sarah? No. Because they'll always be my babies. Okay, good luck.
I'm oh dead, she goes, nah.
Put that on my tombstone.
I'm still waiting.
She was giving me a lovely reading there.
Oh, I love her.
That's lovely. Also, just to clarify, the bit at the start where I said Alexa play slipping through my fingers, that was part of the question as well.
I was bawling. Okay, babe.
Just in case people think, oh my God, my mum's coming in with that.
School bag in hand. Home.
Yeah, I suppose we can't really elaborate on that ourselves because it's like a question that's like directed to parents.
Do you feel grown up?
Yeah, of course. And obviously,
do you?
As in, like, coming over to London, like, I feel more independent, right? Now, I also feel like everyone's pretending, but I always speak about this. Everyone's pretending to be a grown up.
I feel like an infant in an adult's body.
That's what it is. But yeah. I feel like also, what's comforting is I feel like that everyone is in the same boat.
Yeah, everyone's just pretending.
Everyone's just pretending, which is like great. But like always, my mum will always be my mammy. Like I'm a mammy's boy. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like completely.
We're calling grandmam for a reason.
And also, it's so funny because when I do go home and I see like even both of my brothers who are both older than me, when I see how much they're mammied.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, isn't that hilarious that I'm still like I'm 4 years younger than my oldest brother and I'm like, the amount like she mammies him is
really?
Just like it's chaos to an extent. Like unpopular opinion, like Irish Mammies Edition, they mammy the boys way too much.
They do.
And they murder the girls.
They kill the girls.
She's murdered with Sarah. Now they love each other too, but at the same time, the sun shines out the ass, especially of the eldest boy.
Eldest boy.
Can do no wrong.
Yeah, and so much pressure on him to do good.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Oh, but also if he didn't, my man would still be like, oh my God, Shane, well done. He could shit in his hands. And she clapped.
I'm dead.
Anyway, girlies, that's been the ep.
I loved it.
I love unpopular opinions.
Nothing like a touch of chaos to get us in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, very Christmassy. Not really any Christmassy ones. Oh, someone did say,
Fuck Santa. He's just a glorified burglar. Unpopular opinion, Santa's just a glorified burglar.
He leaves stuff at the house.
And eats all your cookies.
What are you on about? Someone did say, also, I didn't even see all these ones, but I need to stop going back into them. But someone said the E17 Christmas song is not a Christmas song.
Agreed.
But I do love it.
And also, there's a clean version of Fairy Tale New York, so stop screaming faggot at me when I'm out for my Christmas drink.
Agreed. Also, didn't the Pogues Twitter account come out and be like, oh, stop screaming faggot. Yeah, and like we've moved on or whatever. Anyway, also, last Christmas one is the leftover Christmas sambos are better than Christmas dinner itself. I do love the sambos on a thick slice of bread.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's better than the dinner.
Yeah, imagine if you actually to the person who said that, imagine rocking downstairs on Christmas Day and then your mom laid out loads of sandwiches on the table. You'd be like, what the heck?
No, Christmas dinner. Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Christmas dinner. Oh, yummy.
Mm.
Mm. I'm gonna tell my mom though, add some rosemary.
Quick last one of my unpopular opinions. Turkey's not nice. I'd prefer chicken for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. I'd prefer a roast chicken. It makes me too sleepy, Kev. There's a chemical in turkey that makes you sleepy. Girlies, look it up. The reason why everyone's so sleepy after a Christmas dinner is because...
No, it's because they overindulge.
No, there's a specific hormone in turkey that makes you sleepier.
We'll have to Google that.
It's scientific fact.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, girlies, thanks so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the ep.
Unpopular opinion. We love y'all. Go on, talk to you.
Go on, talk to you later,
bye,
girlies.
Bye, 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 bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.